The final line trailed off as Midda fell into a doze, which soon deepened into sleep. It was not cold in the captive's cavern, merely gloomy and depressing to the spirit. Every beast lay slumbering in the feeble glow of two small lanterns, all except Diggler the mouse babe. The little fellow had decided that sleep was not for him. He felt active and restless. Crawling out from beneath the limp restraint of the shrew maid's paw, Diggler toddled off to explore his surroundings, free and unhampered. Sometime later, the guards hauled food and water in for the prisoners. They were roused by a stoat banging a ladle on the side of the meal cauldron, shouting with heavy-poured humour.
Sooner sleep than eat, would you? And I see how we're the best of victuals to tempt you. What a fine life yous lucky lot leads, eh? Nothing to do but eat, sleep and play. Well, if you ain't in line afore I count three, we'll take this feast out and toss it in the stream. One!
The captives hurried into line, some little ones still half asleep, rubbing paws into eyes as they tottered about. Midda kept hold of Calla and Urfa, the hare babes, whilst Tura tended to some others. Having been served with the thin gruel of leftovers and edible roots, they collected their water ration and sat down to eat. Tura was feeding a mole babe when she noticed one of the charges was missing. She turned to Midda.
Where's the mouse babe? What's his name? Diggler.
The Gaussian maid cast a searching glance about.
I don't know. Wasn't he with you?
Tura shook her head, questioning the others.
Jiddle, have you or Jinty seen little Diggler? Has any beast caught sight of that rascal? Where in the name of seasons has the mouse babe gone?
Her voice rose in concern.
We'd best ask the guards. He might have wandered past them when they went to fetch the victuals.
Midda silenced her friend.
Shh! You'll have them back here upsetting us all. Jinty, sneak up to the entrance and see if you can spot Diggler anywhere.
The Witherspike Hogmaid was not gone long. She scurried back, whispering.
No sign of him up there. Those guards are all sitting around napping. Must be time for him to sleep.
Midda nodded.
Give him a few moments to drop off. Then you and Jiddle have a good search about this cave. If Diggler ain't out there, he's got to be in here.
Tura was in agreement.
Aye, hiding someplace, I shouldn't wonder. And he's missed his dinner. When he's found, I'm going to have a word or two with little Master Diggler.
After the required time, Jinty went to check on the guards. On her return, she reported to Midda and Tura.
They're snoring up a gale, especially that big fat stoat. I peeked out into the passage. Two guards at both ends are still awake.